This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In baseball in the American League, the Yankees edged Kansas City 5-4 in 10 innings. Tampa Bay slid past Boston 4-3. In the National League, the Mets topped Miami 7-4. Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is expected to miss at least the upcoming season while recovering from a dislocated left knee and torn ACL suffered in a freak practice injury on Tuesday. The non-contact injury occurred when he tried to plant his left foot to throw a pass. The knee was placed in an air cast before he was taken to a nearby hospital. The head coach of South Korea's national team has quit as police investigate allegations that two male swimmers secretly filmed female swimmers after installing a spy camera in their locker room at a training facility in 2013. The Korea Olympic Committee on Wednesday said that the national swimming body accepted the resignation. Meanwhile, Ryan Lochte says he isn't sure if he will return to Brazil to face a charge of filing a false police report over a gas station encounter during the Olympics. Appearing on ABC's Good Morning America, the U.S. swimmer said his legal team is dealing with the situation, adding, "We're just trying to get this over with." Women's top seed Serena Williams had 12 aces and just one double fault during a 6-3, 6-3 win over Ekaterina Makarova in the first round of the U.S. Open. Other first-round winners include 4th seed Agnieszka Radwanska, 5th seed Simona Halep, and number 6 Venus Williams. Andy Murray didn't lose a set in his opening round match at the U.S. Open, coasting to a 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 victory. First-round winners on the men's side also include 3rd seed Stan Wawrinka, 6th seed Kei Nishikori, number 8 David Thiem, number 11 David Ferrer, and number 16 Feliciano Lopez. The new Little League World Series champions are going to be honored with a celebration at the New York State Fair. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the Maine Endwell Little League team will be honored with a special ceremony on Thursday. Members of the Maine Endwell community near Binghamton can get into the fair for free that day. The Maine Endwell team is the first New York team to win the Little League World Series since 1964. Meanwhile, thousands of supporters welcome the new Little League World Series champions home to the Binghamton area. The Press and Sun Bulletin of Binghamton reports that members of the Maine Endwell team were greeted Monday by a parade that included about 24 fire trucks and sheriff's vehicles running their sirens. The upstate New York team beat South Korea 2-1 on Sunday to win the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.